This is WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. One in every two Americans will suffer from mental illness sometime in their lives, according to the president of the Massachusetts School of Professional Psychology. The school hosted a first-of-its-kind forum last night, in which four candidates for governor met to consider the causes of mental illness, as well as its costs, both in terms of state funding and human suffering. WBUR's Bruce Kellerman was at the forum and has this report.
The forum was a discussion, not a debate. Four candidates each in turn answering questions from moderator Tom Ashbrook. There was one Republican, Charlie Baker, and three Democrats, Steve Grossman, Martha Coakley, and Donald Berwick. Each was asked how mental illness had touched their lives. State Treasurer Steve Grossman recalled a close college friend.
2 weeks after we left school, I got a call from his mother. She said, "Steve, I have some terrible news. John has committed suicide."
Grossman says the stigma of mental illness contributed to his friend's death. Charlie Baker, former CEO of Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare and Secretary of Health and Human Services in a past Republican administration, talked about a friend who suffered depression for decades.
For the people who deal with this issue, it is a fight. And it's a fight that lasts every single day of the rest of their lives.
Attorney General Martha Coakley talked about her younger brother.
Edward was also a very smart young man and played the piano, but at age 17 started to show signs of bipolar and depression, and he would not get treatment.
19 years ago, Coakley's brother committed suicide. Donald Berwick is former administrator of Medicare and Medicaid and CEO of the Institute for Healthcare Improvement. A medical doctor, Berwick recalled one of his young patients.
Isaiah smoked his first pot at age 5. He owned his first gun at age 10. He committed armed robbery at 12. He was in and out of addiction and serious problems with corrections through the whole time I was treating him.
The faces of mental illness are familiar, but the problem is enormously complex and doesn't lend itself to soundbite solutions. Nonetheless, the 90-minute discussion did show some of the areas where the candidates agree and differ. Martha Coakley, who supports legalizing gambling in the state, was asked if the anticipated economic benefits are worth the potential mental health consequences.
I don't think any of us on this stage know exactly. All I know is that I do not believe that that is where we should have gone for economic benefit, and I think we have to look closely at what those ills will be. We know now that people can gamble. They buy lottery tickets. They go to Foxwoods. And so there are a lot of factors to balance.
Coakley calls for early diagnosis and intervention of mental illness and education to change attitudes to control the abuse of addictive prescription drugs. Donald Berwick opposes gambling and advocates for a single-payer insurance system, saying it's more efficient and will provide more funding for mental health services, which he calls a human right.
And unless we really fundamentally focus policy in this Commonwealth on equality and social justice, which are fundamental to the reason I want to be governor, we're going to live with the side effects of people who are in despair, who can't find jobs, who really have addiction as a refuge from other problems in their lives.
Candidate Steve Grossman wants to increase reimbursement for human service providers, those on the front lines helping the mentally ill. Grossman also supports gambling.
I understand the concerns about mental health and behavioral health, gambling addiction, and they are serious issues. But there's a huge amount of damage to be unemployed. Think about the destruction within a family when the chief earner in the family hasn't had a job for 2, 3, 4 years. The mental health issues, the behavioral health issues, the alcoholism, the substance abuse that goes on when financial issues overwhelm a family and they can't pay for their home.
Charlie Baker calls for creating a comprehensive approach to deal with mental health issues. And Baker, the sole Republican at the forum, agreed with his Democratic challenges. More needs to be done to curb the misuse of addictive pain medicines.
I'm not a big mandate guy, but I think we should mandate that when docs write opioid prescriptions, they should be putting them into the system so we have a clear understanding of exactly who we're prescribing to and where we're prescribing.
Some prescriptions for dealing with the complex issue of mental illness at a forum for four candidates running for governor of Massachusetts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Kellerman.
Tonight, WBUR will air last night's forum in its entirety with the four gubernatorial candidates, the forum hosted by Tom Ashbrook. The time tonight will be 8 o'clock here on WBUR.